Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Resurrection and the Life. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying." I have just read the New English Translation. When Lazarus was resurrected by Jesus, he came forth with his grave clothes on, because he would be naked without it. After Jesus resurrected, the cloth used to wrap his body was still in the grave, because he did not need it anymore. He now had a glorified body that didn't need a cloth to be clothed. Jesus' disciples found it a little difficult to recognize him because the body he resurrected with was different from the one he died with. He resurrected with the glorified body. This glorified body cannot be killed. It does not need doors to come into a building, but can be made to pass through a wall. These glorious bodies are what will reveal our true nature as sons of God. This body of flesh greatly limiting us from walking in our sonship. The redemption of the body will usher us into the hope of our calling. This is when these vile bodies of ours will be changed into glorious bodies like the one Jesus has right now. This is when we will rule all things with the Lord and be rewarded according to our work here on earth. Jesus did not only die to save us from our sins, he resurrected to usher into our lives the greatest power ever known in all of creation. This is the same power that will cause us to resurrect the way he did. Go into today remembering that anyone who believes in the Lord Jesus will not only resurrect with the glorious body, but will have abundant life here on earth, because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord, but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Obadiah. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Obadiah.
The Book of Obadiah. The Vision of Obadiah.
This is what the Sovereign Lord says about Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord. An envoy was sent to the nations to say,
"Rise, let us go against her for battle. See, I will make you small among the nations. You will be utterly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who live in the clefts of the rocks and make your home on the heights, you who say to yourself,
'Who can bring me down to the ground?'
Though you soar like the eagle and make your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down,
declares the Lord.
If thieves came to you, if robbers in the night, oh, what a disaster awaits you. Would they not steal only as much as they wanted? If grape pickers came to you, would they not leave a few grapes? But how Esau will be ransacked, his hidden treasures pillaged. All your allies will force you to the border. Your friends will deceive and overpower you. Those who eat your bread will set a trap for you, but you will not detect it. In that day,
declares the Lord,
will I not destroy the wise in Edom, people of understanding in the mountains of Esau? Your warriors, Teman, will be terrified, and everyone in Esau's mountains will be cut down in the slaughter. Because of the violence against your brother Jacob, you will be covered with shame. You will be destroyed forever. On the day you stood aloof, while strangers carried off his wealth and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, You were like one of them. You should not gloat over your brother in the day of his misfortune, nor rejoice over the people of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor boast so much in the day of their trouble. You should not march through the gates of my people in the day of their disaster, nor gloat over them in their calamity in the day of their disaster, nor seize their wealth in the day of their disaster. You should not wait at the crossroads to cut down their fugitives, nor hand over their survivors in the day of their trouble. The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. Just as you drank on my holy hill, so all the nations will drink continually. They will drink and drink and be as if they had never been. But on Mount Zion will be deliverance. It will be holy, and the house of Jacob will possess its inheritance. The house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. The house of Esau will be stubble, and they will set it on fire and consume it. There will be no survivors from the house of Esau.
The Lord has spoken. People from the Negev will occupy the mountains of Esau, and people from the foothills will possess the land of the Philistines. They will occupy the fields of Ephraim and Samaria, and Benjamin will possess Gilead. This company of Israelite exiles who are in Canaan will possess the land as far as Zarephath. The exiles from Jerusalem who are in Sepharad will possess the towns of the Negev. Deliverers will go up on Mount Zion to govern the mountains of Esau. And the kingdom will be the Lord's.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.